the hobo nephews of Uncle Frank. Now, what the heck, guys?
We got
to... Well, actually, there's no the. Really? So it's a little bit shorter than that.
Sort of like Smokey the Bear or Smokey Bear.
Right.
Exactly.
It's, you know, it gives it a little bit more mystique without the the.
Oh, exactly. So, hobo nephews of Uncle Frank. Frank here from Holyoke. Is that where...
Yeah. Yeah, we know. We, you know, we consider Duluth, Holyoke, and Minneapolis all homes.
Right.
Us. In addition to, we're originally from Summers Point, New Jersey.
So, seriously?
Yeah, we're brothers. We grew up in Summers Point, New Jersey. So that's another home base for us.
Great.
So and we're, you know, thus the name, hobo nephews, you know, kind of not to take it too directly, but, you know, we travel around. We've been around and you know, couch to couch, place to place.
Right.
And getting back to the name, we actually have an Uncle Frank. So we consider the name kind of a testament to our great family back east.
Nice. Are they streaming right now as well?
I'm not
probably
sure.
Probably not.
Well, my family probably isn't either. They said they would, but probably not happening.
Yeah, so that's why your latest album got recorded out there then. That's kind of making sense.
It did, yeah. We had a, we had a bunch of connections from back east, and a friend of mine from college runs a studio in Brooklyn. So, you know, we just kind of had the opportunity to work with him and go out there. So it was great.
Mm-hmm. As I read about your music, it's kind of described as roots music. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what that means.
Well, that's a good question. What that means keeps changing to me over the years. You know, what my own roots are, what our roots actually are. But the initial idea for this project was to do something based in American roots music, to use that as a platform to be creative. Because we both are songwriters and singers, and we do different music as well, and we write different music outside of the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank. Oh my gosh, I said the.
No, I don't think you did.
Anyway, so we wanted to sort of keep that as the criteria for this project. But what that actually means with roots music, it keeps expanding, because in order to move forward and be creative, you have to move forward. So the definition of that word as it pertains to music is changes for me as time goes by.
So roots music is kind of related to, I mean, where it all came from, but for you it just changes as your music expands, or is that what?
Well, I think for me, like, what roots music is to me, the roots of myself playing music, you know, there's that definition as opposed to the definition of, you know, Americana, or the roots of a particular country's music or whatever.
You know, when I think of roots music now, I think of people like Ry Cooder are still playing some of that stuff and you know, really covering the background of where we are now. Am I on the right track there?
Yeah, I think I got interested in playing what we're calling roots music when I moved out to the country, and I live across from the train tracks, and my life just became a little simpler, and blues music and things like that started to make more sense to me, and when I sat on my porch, you know, and played guitar, I just kind of found that, you know, the rhythms of the train and just that the rural environment started to change the way that I played a little bit, you know, and I used to live in San Diego and you know, I had like reggae influences and hip hop influences and stuff and that, but sitting on a porch in rural northern Minnesota, that stuff didn't sound as good to me coming out of my own guitar as it did when I was in California. So it started, I think the setting, you know, changed it for me and made me want to pursue that, you know, get deeper into the roots of the music in this country.
Sure. You know, Karen was excited. She was expecting to be able to sing with you guys. I told her not to have her hopes too high.
I can hum along.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll turn your mic down.
You wouldn't be the first.
You wouldn't be the first.
It'd well, be let's kinda, hear them play something.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's see what we got. We got... And we can use that for voice.
This old beaten down road wouldn't trade for solid gold, old car. With a crazy man at the control, chasing that long lost soul, old car. Spinning wheel, rolling hell, burning rubber, blowing steam. Back and forth, up and down, great highways of the Queen, we were smoking. I missed a couple of exits, back and forth in Texas, never bothered me none.
Never bothered me none.
I banged a steering wheel for good rock and roll, and every stupid thing that I have done.
Every stupid thing I've done.
And I passed a couple of speed traps with my pedal to the floor, and I'm not allowed driving to the door anymore. Lights always felt like home.
Felt like home.
And if you want to know the truth, I drive a little bit faster when we're all alone.
When we're all alone.
And that late night when we were spinning out of control, and laid softly to rest on the side of the road, we were smoking. It's rush hour now. Take you clear across town, nothing but the back streets.
Nothing but the back streets.
And you may think I'm crazy, but I slept like a baby many nights in the back seat.
In the back seat.
I've taken new and old friends for long and short drives on 61, 101, and the I-95 when we were smoking.
That was fun. That was fun. You know, I was watching you playing the harmonica, and that's, let's see, Teague over there playing the harmonica and the guitar at the same time. And, you know, I can't even chew gum and listen to music.
And singing at the same time, all three.
It's just not going to. And singing, yeah, all at the same time.
That's, oh, you guys haven't seen anything.
Oh.
Well, you don't have the stomp board with you.
Right,
so.
We don't. Yeah.
We've been looking forward to that stomp board, but we're going to hear it tonight.
Right, yeah, tonight. They're sort of electrified, quote unquote, in that they're mic'd and we stomp them and they go through the speaker. So
okay.
They're more effective in a, you know, in the live setting than on a more intimate sort of radio thing here.
So it's really a way of adding a lot of percussion and a beat to the music.
Yeah, definitely. Adding that backbeat, especially.
Two of you there.
Yeah, especially with these kind of. Some of the stuff we're getting into, like that song, is more roots rock and roll rather than roots folk or whatever. So having that backbeat is really essential.
That was a really nice, clean lead guitar portion
thanks.
On that tune.
Thank you very much.
Sounded pretty cool. Yeah. Now, was this an original song?
It is, yeah. Teague wrote the song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Do you play almost exclusively?
We do.
Your own songs?
Yeah, we're recording artists as well as live performers. So, so we've released 4 records worth of original material as Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank. We've also released, between the two of us, at least like 10 records on our own. So we're voracious songwriters, and that's like a big part of the passion for us. It's not just about playing for people, although we love to do that as well.
Well, that's great. So you each have your own careers in addition to your Hobo Nephews career.
We do. When we formed the Hobo Nephews, I was living back east, and we were both working on, we were both about to release our first solo records. Teague's came out a little while before mine. And
he's the older brother?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he has to be first at everything.
So then the idea was, when I came out to Minnesota, was to just kind of help each other and start a record label together, which we did, CIC Records. And then the Hobo Nephews grew out of that. It wasn't really the other way around. It was, we were doing our own thing, and then we were thinking about what we could do together, and we were both really interested in the roots music thing. So we thought that would be a nice common ground for us to make music together with.
So when you start a record label, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
So do other people record there?
No,
is that what that means, or what does that mean?
I mean, that we could do that, I suppose, but we've just focused on our own projects. I mean, it's just a vehicle to, you know, legally release and sell music. Under, you know, so we own all our own stuff, which is good, which is the nice side of being a independent artist. So yeah.
And you've got a new album out called The Traveling Show. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah.
That's one we recorded it in New York City we had a drummer at the time, Paul Grill, great drummer. And yeah, we put that album out. It's been out for 2 years now, and we became a national touring band upon releasing that album, Traveling Show. We started touring the country, and traveled behind that. We probably toured for 2 years off and on behind that album. And this summer we're staying a little closer to home and just playing some, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin festivals and events and shows and things like that. We'll get back on the road. We're gonna record a new album this summer, so when that album comes out in the fall,
or maybe a little later
yeah, but when that album comes out again, we'll hit the road then, if not before. So,
and you had on the Traveling Show, you had what's become one of the hottest bands in this area playing on that album. That's
Trampled Black Turtles.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. They're actually on all of our albums.
Wow.
Because we started pretty much right with them, although I mean we weren't necessarily doing Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, but we were working out of Duluth, especially Teague. I mean, Teague has known those guys since before they were Trampled by Turtles, when they were all in other bands. And but yeah, so it's great that they're doing so well. I mean, it helps the whole sort of musical community. But at the time, you know, they're just our buddies that we're collaborating with, and mm-hmm. they're still just our buddies that we collaborate with. So
that's great.
That's great. Yeah, they're just wonderful, humble folks.
Well, I'm thinking maybe if you guys want to introduce in another song, we could hear another one.
Let's do one off of. We're gonna do one off of Ian's album. Ian put out an EP about a year ago now called Are You Listening, and we're going to do a song off of it called Blow You Away.
Roll out just past the break of day, catch the uptown train, New York way. Got the secret weapon that they want these days. Shoot my sound out of cannon and blow you away. Like a spy in a house, a bullet in a gun. All of a sudden, bang, the party has begun. Got the fast remedy they want these days. Shoot my sound.
Ian and Tig Alexi, and that was Ian's song, Blows Me Away, I think is the name of that one.
Yeah, Blow You Away. Actually.
Blow You Away, okay. You know, there's something about trains and roots music, they just kind of go together. Is that like the rhythm of the train?
Yeah, I think so. I think that a lot of those rhythms on the guitar, you know, if you trace them all the way back, they do come from people sitting by the train listening. Mm-hmm. And playing along to it, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it kind of puts you sitting on a stoop somewhere and just listening to the thing coming when you're listening to that kind of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their harmonica.
Yeah,
fits right in. Brings the train sound. Mm-hmm.
Fits right into it, yeah. Lucky you got your brother along.
Yeah.
Where do you guys go from here? Now, you're here tonight at the Gunflint Tavern from 9:30 to...
Well, we're not really on tour right now. We're just sort of up here doing a one-off show. You know, we like to come up to Grand Marais, and so we had this date booked for a while, and here we are. We're just going home after this. We've got a family birthday later in the weekend here. So
next week we play at Grandma's Marathon.
Oh, really?
On Canal Park, right. Under the big tent.
What an event that is, huh?
Yeah, and I think this is the first year that they're actually having Duluth area bands play it. Ourselves and a band called Retribution Gospel Choir are two of the bands on the bill, and I think this is the first year that it's been a, you know, local quote unquote band up there, so we're excited to be a part of it. It's a big event in Duluth.
There's your opportunity, Karen.
That's right. I'll just go on down to Grandma's.
You can run the race.
I'm a local.
You know, Karen's a runner. She could do the race and play music with you guys afterwards.
Yes.
It should work.
Yes, you can see they're just chomping at the bit for that.
Well, yeah, I didn't see them jump up and ask for your autograph yet.
But they will be at the tavern later. So, you know, around 12:15, it just might work out for
me. We'll see if you pass the audition.
Yeah. But you are working on new music, you said.
We are. The first song that we played, Smokin', is going to be on our next record. That's a song of Teague's. So I'm also working on a new solo album, which is called Born on the Day of the Dead, which I was.
Born on the Day of?
The Dead, which is, the Day of the Dead is actually a two-day celebration, November 1st and 2nd.
Really?
Which goes along with Halloween, and you can trace it back to All Saints Day and All Souls Day, and probably further back into a pagan ritual of some sort. But
didn't know about
that. Which
day
were you born on, the first or the second?
The first.
Okay.
All Saints Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that was a Van Morrison thing. He had a All Saints Day tune.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I'll have to look that one up. Mm-hmm. I love Van. I don't know that song, though.
Yeah. You know, I know you guys just kind of rolled into town, just got here. Mm-hmm. You're hungry. You haven't. You got to get down there and get organized. But we'd sure love it if you can play another song for
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. We would love to do that.
We'll play one from I have a new album. My name's Teague Alexi. I just put out a new album a couple weeks ago. The album is called This Dance. It's a red wine sort of album.
Wow, all right.
And
my favorite.
And we're going to do a number from it called Quarter to Four. And you know what? I want to say, let me backtrack a little bit. I was just thinking that the first song we played, Smokin', I've never done this before, but in the fall, I did kind of a songwriter retreat, a solo songwriting retreat up at Lutzen Mountain. And Smokin' was one of the songs I came out with. So I know it's all coming full circle here.
Perfect.
Today.
Great.
But yeah, shout out to Papa Charlie's folks up there. They've always been good to us. As well as the Gunflint Tavern. We'll see you guys in a little while. This song is called Quarter to Four.
Like a young man leaning on a walking stick, little girl got a broken heart, said it can't be fixed. I'm taking aim at that broken heart. I know it best to shot in the dark. I got one foot in the sea, one shore. Eyes only at quarter four. Eyes only at quarter four. Eyes only at quarter four. I've never been better, been out of sight. I've been working a late night shift Tuesday nights. Yeah, I learned a little something about feeling free. Roll around Butte, Montana with no ID. Yeah, I wrote to Larry and Bellahan. I threw it in a Livingston garbage can. And I saw the devil, I walked the railroad track. This ain't only coal miner dog, it shine like that. Coal miner dog, it shine. Only coal miner dog, it shine. Baby, go tell me how to get like that. Heart of a dreamer ain't much trust. Well, that works against both of us. You said it once and now you said it too much. Can't tell you it's not your gold and it's not your diamonds. It is your superhero timing. It's the way that you do it so soon. The way that you bite across the room. Yeah, my hands get sweaty in the candy store. Eyes only at a quarter four. Eyes only at a quarter four. Eyes only at a quarter four.
Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, and that's Ian and Teague Alexi. They're going to be down at the Gunflint Tavern starting at 9:30 tonight. You guys will have your, I assume you're going to have your CDs with you?
We will, and the start time will be earlier than that.
Okay.
I think it'll be 9 at the latest. It may even start around 8:30.
And Teague, you'll have your latest CD with you?
Yeah, I will, and I want to invite everyone to check out hobonephews.com. We have a lot of our music on there and a lot of things to check out. We're also on Pandora.
Oh, really?
And yeah, we have two albums on Pandora. Our new Hobo Nephews' new album, Travel and Show, and an album of mine called The New Folklore. So everybody check that out. We have YouTube videos and such.
You are prolific.
All that stuff. Twitter.
Yeah. It's
Facebook.
It's all at hobonephews.com.
Sounds great.
I have another question for you. Next weekend at Grandma's, when and where will you be playing?
We will be playing under the Big Top tent in Canal Park.
On Saturday night?
On Saturday night, and then we also play again Sunday morning.
Okay, so do you have any idea what time on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, it's Friday night and Saturday morning. Is that what I said?
No,
you didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't. I meant to say it's Friday night and then Saturday morning when the race is happening.
Okay, Friday night, fast, Saturday morning.
It's over.
Yeah, she'll be there in the nick of the, I mean, no time at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be the first one across the finish.
Yeah.
And keep an eye out, everybody. We are throwing our second annual Northern Train Music Festival the end of this summer in Holyoke, a little bit south of Duluth. So everybody keep an eye out for that. I know some folks from up this way came down last year for the first one, and we're having our second one this year, so keep an eye on hobonephews.com.
Sounds great.
If you're looking for a reason to go to Holyoke, that's going to be your best
reason
one.
Reason to find Holyoke.
We want to thank you so much for coming in. I know it was a rush to get here, but you made it. You found us, and I sure appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having us, Buck.
You bet.